This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So excited to have back on the program one of our favorite singers, other than myself, rap star extraordinaire and a great, really snappy, stylish dresser. I always see him in like the nicest clothes, and he's right on the cusp. Not only does he do songs that are topical, but he gets them out super fast. I don't know, he must like as soon as Joe Biden says something stupid, or as soon as Hunter Biden gets implicated in something, he must just stay up all night, because the next day, boom, there's a new Bryson Gray original that's expertly produced, ready to shed some light on the subject. And we're glad he's back here with us, Bryson Gray. What's up, man? How you doing?
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What's up? Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Dude, you've been busy. You have an album now.
Yes, I have an album coming out Friday called Lion Music, and I'm still releasing songs every Friday. So
yeah, you've been doing that for a while now, and I mean, you're every time I go to your page, I'm like, oh, I haven't heard that. Oh wait, I didn't hear this one yet. And it's amazing, because I remember my favorite that you've done recently was, of course, the one about Hunter Biden putting Pedro Pete in his phone, which was amazing.
Yes, sir.
Hunter Biden hacked, all that kind of stuff. And these are a lot of these are on the album, right? Or is this all new stuff that nobody's ever heard before?
The first 11 songs,
yeah,
or 10, whatever it is songs that nobody has ever heard before.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I picked, because a lot of people probably missed, class. I released so much music, people could have missed songs that was out. So things like Hunter Biden Hacked, FBI Raid, Ultra MAGA, a lot of those are also on the album.
Oh, yeah, FBI Raid was a good one, too. So after the FBI raided, how long did it take you from, hey, the FBI is at Mar-a-Lago, to I've got the produced piece on Spotify?
A few days.
Oh, okay.
I get done with it quite quickly. The only issue is the distribution services, sometimes they'll mess with me. So, like, if I were to create a new account, I could have a song up by tomorrow.
Yeah.
But since it's my account and a few of my songs have been flagged, it takes sometimes like 5 days from the pit a song out for me. And it's so weird.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that big tech has flagged some of your pro-Trump music? Your anti-Biden tirades have drawn the ire and attention, negative attention of social media? That's so weird. Yeah,
Anytime I do something that's like anti-LGBT, they pretty much
know
me heavy.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's, well, you know, and that seems to be the big thing. And I do want to talk a little bit about that, because the other day, Candace Cameron Bure, who many people know from, her brother was on Growing Pains. She's the Hallmark girl. Like, she forever, Hallmark Christmas movies, Candace Cameron Bure was the star. Well, she up and left, and she was drawn to this new network, and she was doing an interview. And what did she say? Somebody asked if there were going to be gay films on it, and she said something like, no, I believe in traditional marriage. And that was it, man. People were out for blood. They wanted to cancel her right then and there. And you and I saw something she posted on Instagram and basically said the same damn thing to her.
Yeah, we said, we so happy that you did this, but there's no reason to stop apologizing. People got to stop about, like, the thing is, let's get this correct, right? And it's the same thing I warn people about in 2013, 2014. I used to write little blogs about it. I remember when the LGBT boycotted Chick-fil-A
Yeah.
It wasn't because they didn't serve a gay person. It wasn't because of anything like that. It was simply because one of the presidents said that he opposed same-sex marriage. It was because his personal view, and they boycotted. And now here we are in 2022, and it's the same thing. They don't want equality. They don't want any of this stuff we're talking about. They want you to submit and to succumb to whatever they want you to. And that's what's happening with Karen Bure, and the fact that she did this long drawn out explanation on Instagram.
Hey.
Stop overly explaining yourself. You are a Christian. People should understand that if you claim to be a Christian, you support traditional marriage. This shouldn't be nothing we have to apologize for or anything we have to overly explain. It should come with the title.
And it's
crazy.
I imagine what's happening to her is the same thing that happened to Chick-fil-A sandwiches when they got the boycott. Because I remember you couldn't spend less than 30 minutes waiting for a Chick-fil-A sandwich after that. And I know her movies are going to take off. Something else that just happened that I think I saw it on your now that Twitter's Twitter again, how much are you enjoying it? Because I see your stuff more than I used to. I see, you know, a lot of other people's stuff more than I used to, but you tweeted out Kanye's running for president, and I think you were the first person I saw that. What do you think about Kanye West throwing his hat into the political ring and becoming really the second person now to announce his campaign for presidency in 2024?
I think it's very interesting. I remember Kanye was running the first time, and I clearly said I wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah.
And I still think Kanye West still walks a thin line with his relationship in Christ.
Yeah.
But what I will say is he would probably be the most God-centered person that's running. Because even though I think he walks a thin line with it, and I question a lot of his motives, I question a lot of things Kanye West do. What I will say is he is not afraid to talk about Jesus Christ. He's not afraid to say, I'm doing this for God. And that's what I'm doing it for. I don't even think any other candidate has the wherewithal to do such a thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, not even Trump. I mean, Trump did some good things for Christians. He brought the right to pray back to school.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's be honest. Trump isn't a person that knows Bible verses and things like that, or is gonna say on this for God, period. Nobody else but God. The fact that Kanye West said that makes him interesting. But will I vote for Kanye? That's still a stretch.
We'd have to see how we'd have to really see what the committee. Let me ask you this. Joe Biden or Yee? What do you think?
If it's Joe Biden versus Kanye, easy.
Oh, okay. Right. That's perfect. I know. Well, God, what if it comes down to that? That's actually, I never thought I'd be living in a world where my choices were Joe Biden, who's going to be 82 years old, or Kanye West, or whatever his name happens to be at the time. But that's where we're living now. All right. So on Friday, this album drops in its entirety, and I can go to Spotify and I go to Apple Music and I can stream it. And what am I going to get for those people that are, because, you know, I know everybody listening has heard Let's Go Brandon. Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
We've played a couple of your other hits as well, but maybe if they missed them, what is it that you do that nobody else does in your genre?
I feel like if people listen to my albums, they might not get this. They only heard a few songs, but any of my like core bass listen to my albums, they know I try to incorporate all types of sounds, all types of styles, and I stick to my belief system. Not only that, as typical, it's clean. So because I'm an artist. I've been an artist all my life. I've been a music artist all my life. So I can't just make the same thing over and over. So as far as like sounds and like every song, you're going to get a different flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And versatility is a very important thing for me as an artist, because I feel like it solidifies you as a real music artist versus just some rapper or something. So when people listen to the album, they're going to get different sounds that you may never heard before. There's pop songs on there, hardcore rap songs on there, all types of stuff on there. And it's still, it's Christ centered, God, family, country, which is the theme for all of my album stuff.
Yeah. So. No, that's definitely the ongoing theme that you see in all of it. And you said it's clean, right? That's the other thing.
Oh yeah, I don't even curse in real life.
It's I know, and which I'm going to be honest with you. The first time I heard it, I kept going, "Oh, do I have to edit this and play it on the radio?" But after the second or third time, I go, "Wait a minute, there's literally nothing foul or profane in this song." I was a little shocked. I'm going to be honest with you, but I appreciate it also.
I don't see people get confused because if you listen to my music, you just don't think about it because I'm a naturally aggressive guy. So my music sounds aggressive as any other rap song. So you think you might hear it, curse word or two in there, but I do not do it at all.
No, as a radio personality who's been busted before, let me just tell you, the having everything be clean and friendly for air is fantastic. And we're gonna play a couple of these songs here in just a minute for anyone who's not familiar with your work. Bryson Gray, by the way, you can follow him on Twitter. You follow him on Spotify, Apple Music, stream all that music. Let me ask you about the election real quick, because we spoke about this last time we talked. I know we talked about this, but you're from North Carolina. Yes. A lot of people thought a couple years back could have gone either way. It's a solidly red state. I'm in Florida. It's about as red as they come. New York has turned red. And a lot of that is because of the black vote and the Latino vote. And what a lot of people don't understand, and what I think you projected really well, is that the values of the Democrat Party are not in line with the fundamental values of those two groups of voters, correct?
Correct. And I'm going to just use the exit polls as a prime example. Yeah. A lot of people look at the midterm and say there wasn't a red wave, which is true. There wasn't a red wave.
Right.
And I have reasons why it wasn't. But a lot of people are a lot of talking heads are giving out reasons that are just that simply don't allow with statistics. If you actually look at the midterms for 2022 and compare it to the midterms of 2018, we've gained in literally every single voter there is to gain in.
Yeah.
We flipped unmarried men. We flipped married women. And we stay stagnant amongst unmarried women because, obviously. And we lost LGBT vote, but outside of that, we gained every group. We gained 5% amongst the black vote. I think 7% amongst black men, to be specifically. We gained over 10% of the Latino vote. Here's the thing people should research. We had a 20% increase in the Asian vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of these numbers show that we're doing good work. We just need to get more involved in culture. And then I've heard you talk about this too. It's like the GOP don't know how to get involved in culture, so we're messing us up with the young vote. We even gained in the 18 to 29 voter group also, but Democrats still have pretty much a stronghold on that group.
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, and you know, you've got your TPUSAs out there, and you've got organizations that are going after college kids, but the problem is the college campuses, there's not a lot of, they're very protective as to who gets to come in on campus and change their minds, or not even change their minds, but give them the other side of the story. And as a result, the young voters under 30, and of course, with the false promise of paying back student loans, it's just the Democrats. And the way I look at it is, okay, they exploited African-American voters for years, and now that's not working. Latinos, they promised them amnesty for years. That's not working. Everybody got wise. Who's left? All right, young people. How can we bribe these young people? And I think in this election, it did work. Luckily, not as well as it could have, but in 2024, that's definitely something we need to be hipper on. That's why I'm still on TikTok, even though it's a China spy app. That's where all the little kids are, so...
Man, this is what I've been trying to scream out to conservatives. Yeah. Like I said, we've improved amongst the 18 to 29 group since 2018, even from 2020.
Yeah.
But if you want to improve more, I think we improved over like 4% in voter groups, but it's still a stronghold for Democrats. It's been a stronghold for Democrats since, I think I researched, since 2014. In 2014, then it had like 55% of that voter group. Then in 2018, it jumped up like 65%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're bringing it back down, but it's still a Democrat stronghold.
Yeah.
That's why we have to be on TikTok. Bro, I'm sorry. If you're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, China has your information, if we like it or not. So Twitter is where that voter group is. Are you going to just ignore? I mean, TikTok is where that voter group is. Yeah. I'm just going to ignore TikTok and let Democrats run it. Because if you go on TikTok, it is everybody putting some weird liberal agenda. But when somebody gets out there pushing a conservative agenda, their TikTok end up getting more popular than the left stuff.
Yeah.
But then they're more likely to get banned. But we have to take over TikTok. Our ideas usually win when there's a fair battle of ideas.
Yeah. And what I did was that's a great point. What I did is I just went ahead and mailed all my vital information to China. I just put everything. I put like a copy of my birth certificate, my social. I put an envelope, wrote China on it, mailed it to them, so I know they have it. So I'm cool hanging out on TikTok. Bryson Gray, man, I'm going to play what song should I? Do you have a favorite on this new album that we should play here or whatever? I mean, they're all great. I know you're going to say, but
I wish I could have sent you all the songs. We could have played some of my favorites. But I think I have the favorites you have. What's funny is my song Happy seems to be one of the most popular songs that I've released lately, outside of Hunter Biden Hack and FBI Raid. But my song Happy, which is on YouTube, it's like a pop song. I didn't expect it to do well, but it actually is doing quite well on Spotify.
All right, fantastic. We're going to play a couple of those throughout the day. And dude, always a pleasure, man. Good luck. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple Music this Friday. What is it? The 28th?
25th, I think.
25th? I don't know. I should probably check your calendar. Yeah, it's the 25th. You're right. Friday the 25th. Wake up and go stream this album. It's fantastic. It's called Lion Music. Bryson Gray, man, thanks so much for hanging out. We appreciate it.
Yo, thank you so much for having me, man. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again at Christmas. Do you have any Christmas songs on the way? I imagine probably.
I dropped an album called Adam Christmas that people can go listen to. I have no plans to record new Christian music, Christmas music, because of Christmas music, them charts get filled up with all the, all the classics.
Mariah, and right, all that crap. Anyway, all right, well, you and me, we're going to work on something. We're going to take a dent out of Mariah's fortune this Christmas.